This episode is sponsored by WordSprint, making sure you look good and stay in touch with your tribe.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Here we are at episode 90. Episode 90. I hope you've enjoyed the interviews with these really great people that I've shared with you. There are more in the can ready to come. People who are doing amazing things out there in the workplace. And people who will share with you things that they've learned. And I hope it's things that you'll learn from them. This episode is sponsored by WordSprint. They print nonprofit professional performance 360 magazine for Center Vision Leadership Foundation. You can go to nonprofitperformance.org and find that magazine. I'm going to talk today about profit. Leadership redefined, profit redefined. So let's delve into profit. If you want to comment, go to hughballewpodcast.com. Choose number 90, and you can comment on that. Life is divided into three terms: that which was, which is, and which will be. Let us learn from the past to profit by the present, and from the present to live better in the future. William Wordsworth. Profit means different things. Here's what I found in the definition in the dictionary for profit. Simple. A, to get an advantage or benefit from something. B, to be an advantage to someone, to help someone. C, to earn or get money by or from something. Profit. Notice that the money profit is the third of three. Are you focused on money or results? Traditionally, leaders, especially social entrepreneurs running a business, a charity, or a religious institution, are driven by passion and purpose. Many want to save the dolphins, so to speak, without building an infrastructure to accompany their worthy mission. That's focusing on passion. Many entrepreneurs are in business to achieve financial gain. That's focusing on money. Successful leaders have a balanced approach to success. They provide value to others and receive income as a result of the value given. Looking through this lens of balance also allows a leader to review the classics, such as Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich, and learn something very different. It's not about money. He talks about money, but it's not about money. Even Hill stated that financial wealth is at the bottom of his list of attributes of true wealth, because it was the least important of all the traits of true wealth. We are wealthy. Will that generate money from our wealth? In James Allen's classic, As a Man Thinketh, he noted that we don't attract what we need, we attract what we are. So if we're focused on money, maybe we won't attract that money because there's something inside of us that pushes that away. How do you define success? Does your team reflect your philosophy? Your culture is a reflection of your leadership. This is Hugh Ballew. This is a lesson I say to myself every day. How do I shape my future? And how do I remain grateful for abundance? WordSprint.com is where you can go to find out about how to stay in touch with mail. It cuts through the chase. It cuts through the noise. It puts something in the hand of your donor, of your customer, of your supporters, your stakeholders, and your potential supporters, followed up by email. A really good-looking piece to the right person in the right rhythm with the right message. Bill Gilmer and his team at WordSprint will help you figure that out. This is Hugh Ballew. We're going to do a series about leadership, focusing on some of the fundamentals, drawing together the themes of these last 89 podcasts. So stay tuned. Leadership, leadership, leadership. What does it mean? Well, it means different things to different people. We'll define it for you. Thank you for being here. I hope this helps.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.